One more sip. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. And welcome to season 3, episode 9, I believe. I don't know why I'm using an accent, but I'm going to roll with it for a few seconds. Episode 8. I need to confirm that. Give me 1 second. Let me see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Oh, this is episode 9. Episode 9 of Coffee with a Side of Artie. Excuse me. I'm your host, Artie. I don't know why I need to clarify that every time. I guess just to make sure. So, if you can hear what's playing in the background, you should probably get an idea of what today's episode is going to be about. For those of you who don't know me on a personal level, or if you just, I guess, really don't listen to my podcast, my life, not even my life, I don't want to say the purpose of my life or the things that I do, but I like to be, excuse me, sorry about that. I like to be very involved when it comes to cinema, when it comes to music, when it comes to television, anything that has to do with that type of art. You know, like on TV you have sports. I'm not really into sports, but I'll watch them from time to time. You have certain shows I don't really watch, but I do my best to keep a wide range of things. Books are another thing. Pop culture. Pop culture, I think, is the best way to explain it. Excuse me. Okay. Wow. Anyways. I am very big into pop culture. Let me see what I can put my phone on. I'm very big into pop culture. And recently, last week on Thursday, they gave us a trailer to a new movie that's coming out. It's a biopic, and it's a biopic of somebody that I have always enjoyed since back when I was going through leukemia, if I'm being 100% honest. Like, was it leukemia? Maybe a few years after. I'm a little unsure about it, but he's been a pretty big part of my life because of his cultural domain or dominant. I don't know what the word is, but he's just always been there. Excuse me. And if you still can't tell by the music, that person is Elvis Presley. Yes, Elvis Presley. If you don't know who I'm talking about, you either don't really know music, or you're very young. Elvis Presley has been part of pop culture since he started singing. You know, you hear his music in movies. He actually made movies. You hear his name come up in a lot of things. There's documentaries about his life. His home in Tennessee? Yes. His home in Tennessee is now a museum because of how influential he was when he was alive. People refer to him as the King of Rock because he was, you know, with the music that he came out with the influence that he had on society. You know, he's been a big part of the history of music. And as I was saying, Thursday, they released a trailer about his biopic. Now, with that came, when I first found out about the movie being made, I was excited, but I was also nervous, you know. That's how it is with any movie that gets made that I get excited about. You have things like Rotten Tomato, who will take movies, take shows, and they will rank it, you know, from 0% to 100% to show you how good the movie is or how good the critics think the movie is. And, you know, movies get criticism a lot, good and bad, all the time. But sometimes it's just like, leave the artist alone. But at the same time, you can't do that because everybody's going to have an opinion, and everybody's entitled to their own opinion. So with that being said, I do get wary, or I do get cautious when it comes to movies that I'm excited about, when it comes to TV shows, when it comes to music that I'm excited about. You know, I do what I can to kind of prepare myself on the off chance that it could be bad. So, first off, the actor who's playing Elvis Presley is, his name is Austin Butler. I don't think, let me see, from what I've seen him in, he hasn't been in a lot, to where he's the star. You know, usually he's, what are the words? I'm losing the words, holy cow. The majority of his life, he's either a background character or he's a supporting character. But he was never really the star. At least in my opinion, you know. I haven't seen all of his projects. I've only seen what I have seen. Which, yeah, makes me terrible at being a film enthusiast, if you will. Or a TV show, a pop culture enthusiast. But anyways, when they casted him, you know, I was a little bit weary. But at the same time, I was excited because it's Elvis Presley. I love Elvis Presley. His music, as you can hear, just makes you want to dance and sing to it and just have a good time. It's so cold. I took my medicine. What's going on? Anyways. It was announced that Austin Butler was going to play Elvis, so I had my weariness, but I still had hope. I always have hope when it comes to movies, music, and TV shows, pop culture, anything. I always have hope. Even if the movie turns out to be kind of bad, I'll still watch it because of what it means to me, especially if it means something to me. So, they released the trailer, and the first thing that happens to me when I watch a movie is I look for when I get chills. You know, like in Spider-Man, as soon as they popped out, and if you know what I'm talking about, you know what I'm talking about, I got the chills because I was excited, and I was emotionally invested. That's another thing that happens to me, is I get emotionally invested into this pop culture stuff.
Excuse me.
Sorry about that. But when I saw the trailer, you know, they didn't show much at first. At first you hear, I guess, his manager's voice, who's being played by Tom Hanks. But you see him looking like Elvis Presley. And yeah, he doesn't look exactly like him. And that's what people are going to comment on, but you know, it's gonna be hard to find somebody who looks exactly like him, who is that invested into playing the character. Wow, I don't know what's going on with me. Very sorry. Anyways, so first thing that I looked for was the hair. Elvis Presley was was, other than his music and his style of clothing, His hair and his voice were two of the other key components, in my opinion, to what made him so popular. So, yes, first thing I noticed was his hair, and I was like, okay, they got that. That looks good. It's great. Second thing that I looked for was costume design, but that's not really something that hard to recreate because you have really good examples. And then,
forget where I was going with that. Anyway, it's getting back to, blanked out. So, I'm not too worried about the costumes, even though in the trailer they showed the costumes, and again, I got chills because they were spot on. They were Elvis's wardrobe, which was awesome. So, hair, and then the biggest thing for me, though, was his voice. You know, if you've seen any of the Elvis movies, any of the documentaries where it shows him talking, not singing, he has a distinct voice. And I think Austin Butler nailed it, in my opinion. You know, he spoke, or they didn't show too much, but with what they did, with what they were able to show us, what we were able to hear, I think he nailed Elvis Presley's voice, both singing-wise and dialogue-wise. Like, he sounds really good. Obviously, he's not going to sound exactly like Elvis, but he is so close, and that's what makes it amazing, because, like you said, that's a big thing with Elvis, is his voice. The third big thing would have to be the choreography. Elvis was also known for his dancing. You know, if you've seen Forrest Gump, it was apparently, or not apparently, but it was kind of shown that Forrest Gump gave him the idea for part of his dance moves. His dance moves are iconic, you know, you see them everywhere. But, again, that's what Elvis is. So, they showed all of that perfectly. His hair, his style, which included the clothes, included sunglasses, rings, all of that stuff. And then it showed, thankfully, his voice. And it was amazing. What's also cool about it is that it shows what got him into music. You know, it was church. He was very invested in his faith, in gospel music. It showed how that inspired him. Because it's a biopic, I am hoping that it shows his time in the military, because he did serve time in the military, and I think that's a big part of his life. I think it'll help kind of promote Graceland some more, which is, if I didn't say it earlier, that's what his home is, the museum that shows everything about him. I hope it shows that. I hope it shows a good relationship with his wife. And then it's obviously going to have to show his cause of death, which, if I'm not mistaken, was drug use. Okay, I was very wrong. It was heart disease. And now I'm sad. He had a heart attack. Okay, now. So, he had a heart attack. That doctor said that he had passed away from a heart attack, likely brought on by his addiction to pills. But again, he was just an amazing, iconic person while he was alive. Like I said, he got married, he had a daughter. So, you know, hopefully they show that a little bit, but it's going to show it. I just hope it shows everything about Elvis. You know, it shows, again, from what I've seen, it showed his inspiration, which was gospel. It shows his coming up, his up and comings. I don't know how to say it, but like how he started and then how he just revolutionized rock. It shows his flair for costume design. It shows his voice, which is just, again, it's iconic. I remember back when I was younger, and when I showed my grandparents this trailer, they were excited because they like watching movies that show, you know, what they were kind of, what they grew up with, and Elvis Presley was a big part of that. You know, he was known for rock, blues, gospel type music, like just all of that, you know. And when I showed him the trailer, they were commenting on, you know, how it would do his voice. And back when I was younger, and I don't know if I still have it, but back when I was younger, you know, one of Elvis Presley's, like, most famous quotes is, thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you. Thank you very much. And when I was younger, I don't know how it started, but I just started saying it. I'd be like, well, thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you. Thank you very much. And apparently I sounded just like him. I'm not too sure if I still do, but it's always been something that's been iconic in my life is Elvis Presley. I have a poster, a tin poster, that shows another quote by him that my mom had bought me where it says, I never expected to be anybody important. And, you know, that's just something with with artists like him that are just doing it because they love it, not so much because they want the fame and the money. Like, yes, the fame and the money are amazing, but you're just doing it because you love it. You love to do it. And it's another thing that I think is iconic about Elvis. And this show, or this, sorry, this show, this movie is just going to show the influence that he had on pop culture during his time. And I'm super excited for it, you know. So, or when I saw the trailer, like I said, I got chills. It was awesome. I showed it to my grandparents. They were in awe. You know, the first thing that a lot of people said was like, well, it doesn't really look like him. But as soon as they heard the voice, they were like, oh my God, that was amazing. In a can of jail, the prison family began to wait. You know, on top of that, like I said, at the time he was alive, in his younger years, he was just everywhere. His music was everywhere. He was doing his movies. He was a hunk of burning love, as he says in his songs. And his music and his persona, his legacy maybe, is still living on. You know, he's still relevant today. And I am excited for this movie. When I say relevant, I'm talking about how he's still talked about. There was a hit Disney movie, Lilo and Stitch, which is set in Hawaii, and that was another big part of Elvis's life, is that he really enjoyed Hawaii, if I'm not mistaken. But in that movie, the majority of the soundtrack is Elvis songs because it's Hawaii. You see him being referenced in shows. I remember there was an episode of New Girl. You see him on the streets of Las Vegas. They're called Elvis impersonators everywhere. I'm trying to think of what else. I had something else in mind too. His music, like I said, his music is just everywhere. It's in Disney movies. It's just referenced. He's just referenced. He was amazing. One of my biggest favorite things, though, is that my favorite band, 21 Pilots, there's a video that they took where they did a cover of his song, Can't Help Falling in Love, and Tyler Joseph, the lead singer, plays it on a ukulele, and it just sounds very nice. I was going to say beautiful. I'm not sure how that is, but if you know that song is iconic. You know, that song was referenced in another hit movie that came out a couple years back called Crazy Rich Asians. That song alone is a knockout. It's everywhere. And, you know, hearing my favorite band play that, again, just shows how much he meant to people nowadays, or how much he was listened to by people's parents, their grandparents. And I'm going to try to have that play here in a second. But again, I'm just really excited about this. I love watching old movies. I love listening to old music. Mostly because when I listen to it or when I watch it with my grandparents, I like seeing the excitement in their eyes when they're talking about actors that used to be around in their prime. They're like, oh man, he was famous. He did this movie. He did that movie. She did this movie, she did that movie. Oh, his song, this, blah, blah, blah. You know, I love listening to it. I used to listen to it all the time, stuff like that. And I don't know, it's just, it's really cool to see and to hear, and I'd like to continue that tradition. And I'd like to, I guess, influence my generation and, you know, younger generations nowadays to try to do the same. You know, just take a listen to something your grandparents would listen to, or even your parents, you know. Like, I have an episode here about freestyle music, which is late 80s, early 90s style music, and it was popular when my dad was young. My uncles and aunts, you know, used to listen to it too, and I've played it at work, and it's funny because the people that I work with, they come up to me and they're like, hey, what is this type of music? And I'm like, it's freestyle. And nowadays, freestyle is basically just rapping, you know, without knowing the words. Like, you're just, it's whatever is in your mind on the spot, but you have to be fast about it. And so when I'm like, it's freestyle, they're like, what? This is freestyle? And then they talk about memories they had. They're like, man, you know, I used to, or my parents used to drive us through Military, which is a street. They used to be like, we used to drive through Southwest Military, just listen to this music, just bump in and stuff like that. And I'm like, oh yeah, like, this music was a big part of my life, and it still is, you know. So I listen to it with my dad, and there are times at dinner where we're just playing music in the background and my parents are jamming out, or my little sister, who is about to be 13, you know, she knows the words, and this was before her time. It was before my time, if I'm being honest, but that's what's cool about it. That's what I like about it. You know, so listening to it with my dad, with my aunts, my uncles, and then, like, seeing them, like, oh, like, it takes them back to the moments that they used to live with, you know, going to the clubs and hearing the DJ playing it. Or my uncle, who I think is a really good DJ, you know, he's like, oh yeah, I used to mix this song all the time because of this, blah, blah, blah. And it's just always been a big thing in my life is the freestyle music. But with this music, like, it's not just my parents, it's also my grandparents. And that's what I also like, you know. It's the same thing with movies, same thing with TV shows. Is so, first off, I buy a lot of movies. I made an episode talking about how many I currently own, and that number has increased. I think the video I did was when I reached 1,000 movies on iTunes, and now I'm up to 1,210. And that's because I look for movies when they get on sale, or when I just really want to have them and own them, which, you know, might seem dumb, might seem a waste of money, but at the same time, watching them with my grandparents, getting their take on it from what it was like to see it back in the day to now is cool. Like, you know, talking about Jerry Lewis's movies, you know, like, people may not know him, but he was a really big hit in comedy. Or Cary Grant, Robert Redford, James Dean, Paul Newman, giving those names out and then hearing by my grandparents tell me their favorite movies by these actors and actresses is always cool. Marilyn Monroe, all the musicals that came out back then, Singing in the Rain, West Side Story, Grease is another big hit. It's always cool to see and to see their faces and to hear their stories and to hear them kind of talk about what they know about the actors and actresses from back then and what they remember. I enjoy that. And again, I know that they like sharing those stories with me because it's fun for them, and I like seeing that. You know, I try to show them new movies here and there that are relevant to their time. Like, like this Elvis movie, you know, showing them the trailer. Like I said, they got excited. You know, they were kind of like, ah, he doesn't really look like him. But then they heard his voice and they were like, whoa, he sounds so good. He sounds almost just like him. They saw the costumes. They were like, oh, those are Elvis's costumes. You know, my mom, same thing. Excuse me. And I love seeing that in people. And I ask, you know, older generations, you know, oh, did you see this trailer? Oh, look at this. Another one that just came out, and I know it's not relevant to today's episode, but is the Jurassic World movie. And then bring him back, like, the older stars of the first Jurassic Park, you know, and then it's like, oh, Dad, check this out, like, oh, it's the OGs, the original people, like, it's always cool to see, like, my dad's reaction, or my parents' reactions, my grandparents' reaction, like, oh, they got him, yeah, you know, he was big in the first one, and it's like, yeah, he was, like, now it's time for him to show the new guys, like, this is how you fight the dinosaurs, but I don't know. It's just, I like keeping my grandparents updated, but then I like bringing back, I guess, my generation and showing them what was relevant in the past, you know, what was relevant to their grandparents or their parents, you know, and then it opens up conversations for them, like, hey, Dad, remember this song we used to listen to driving down Military? One of my coworkers just played it. It made me think of you. Check it out. Let's listen to it. And then they start listening to it. And it's, I don't know. That's what I like to do. I like to bring those out. And this movie, I think, is going to do it. And then on top of that, you have people who have never heard of Elvis. But I feel like once they hear the songs or see the movie, they're like, oh, wait, I have heard of Elvis. And yeah, this is cool. And then they're like, actually, I want to listen to more. Do you have any other songs? You know, people come to me I haven't had it in a while, but people come to me for movie recommendations or music recommendations. You know, if they're like, I want to listen to something new, something different. I always do my best to show them new things. And sometimes showing them old things, it's like, hey, check this out. It's a little bit older, but you might like it. And they're like, oh, wait, yeah, I think I know this one. Let me see, where are you? It's going to be all the way at the end. And then, again, you have people covering songs, and this one is always a big one that they cover from Elvis, Can't Help Falling in Love. You know, and It's just going to be, this movie is going to be really good. I can already tell. If you haven't seen the trailer, go check it out. It looks amazing. It comes out in June of this year, which I'm so excited about. I honestly hope that it gets the recognition it deserves because it looks fantastic, you know, and I hope it brings joy to everybody who's seen it. You know, and another thing is if you do go see it, go take your grandparents. You know, first off, they want to spend time with you. They want to see you. So take them to go see it and be like, hey, there's this movie coming out. Let's go watch it. And they're like, oh, what is it about? It's like, I think you'll like it when we go check it out. Like, maybe make it a surprise. And they're like, what? There's a movie about Elvis. Oh, man. And then listen to their stories about him. That's always cool. I like that part, too. You know, especially with when it comes to my parents and my grandparents. Like, I remember when they came down for this and their concert. I didn't get to go, but it was epic. I remember seeing them on TV for this or something like that, you know? So it's just, it's cool to hear, you know? So that's what it's about. That's what today's episode was about. Elvis Presley, the King of Rock. And how he was popular in the 50s, 60s. But he's still relevant today. So I'm going to end this with the Elvis quote that I used to say all the time. I want to thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you. Thank you very much. Still don't know if I still sound like him. Hold on, let me see. You gotta get your voice a little bit deeper and a little bit more southern. Well, thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you. Thank you very much. That was a little bit better. All right. Take it easy.